It's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week, we tell tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. The Stevens Institute reports. Temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 69 and 72 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that divers removed a sunken barge from the bottom of the Hudson River at the port of Queemans last week. Scuba divers used underwater cutting equipment to get the barge, which sunk there in February while tied up at the port, out of the river, according to U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer. Full of construction and demolition debris, the barge was too heavy to be refloated. So it was cut up underwater and lifted out in sections. It was owned by Carver Laraway LLC, which also owns the port of Queemans. George McHugh, the general counsel to the company, said the vessel was leased to a third party, which he would not identify. He also wouldn't say exactly what was on the vessel. John Lipscomb, who operates the Hudson patrol boat for the environmental group Riverkeeper, said that it was important to find out what polluted the Hudson River with the sinking. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Have you bumped into any boats down there, Henry? Alexander S. Levine reports in the New York Times that the Hudson River is not supposed to be crystal clear. Quote, "A lot of people look at the river and talk about it looking dirty, and obviously it's not like pictures of the Caribbean," unquote, said Nina Hitchings of the River Project, a New York City group. Quote, "There is a lot of algae and phytoplankton and zooplankton in the water column, making this a super productive ecosystem and making this a nursery for fish. Hundreds of years ago, before many people came, it would have been the same color," unquote. June is spawning season in the Hudson River estuary. There are at least 60 species of fish in the river, according to the story. The striped bass is the predator at the top of the Hudson River food chain, and the three-spined stickleback may be the most ferocious fish, with three sharp spines beneath its dorsal fin that can be used as a weapon against predators. Read the full story in the New York Times. News 10 in Albany reports that there are now six signs with historical information on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge over the Hudson River. That's part of the Hudson River Skywalk Project, which links the Thomas Cole House National Historic Site in Catskill with the Alana State Historic Site in Greenport. The signs include information about the Hudson River School of Art, Cole, and 19th century painter Frederick Church, who lived at Alana. See more about the signs at the News 10 in Albany website. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in again next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.